Trend number 6. Quantum computing continues to advance. The late theoretical physicist Richard Feynman once marveled, "Our imagination is stretched to the utmost, not, as in fiction, to imagine things that are not really there, but just to comprehend the things which are there." It was Feynman who developed the concept of nanotechnology, and it was Feynman who first dreamed of the potential of quantum computing. If there ever existed a technology that challenged the imagination, it is quantum computing. In traditional silicon computers, data is represented in binary bits that are always in one of two states, either a 1 or a 0. However, in a quantum computer, each quantum bit or qubit can represent both a 1 and a 0 at the same time through a principle called superposition. What this means is that a quantum computer can perform multitudes of calculations simultaneously. A 2-qubit system can perform the operation on 4 values. A 3-qubit system performs it on 8 values. The performance of quantum computers explodes as the number of qubits increases. This means that a quantum computer harnessing millions of qubits could, in a matter of minutes, process data and solve problems that would tie up today's fastest supercomputers for a century. While the potential is dazzling, the path from concept to reality has been difficult. The major challenges have included finding a cost-effective way to connect more than one qubit and the need to control errors in a large-scale system. But now, according to a study reported in the journal Nature, a team of scientists has made an important breakthrough. They've succeeded in building quantum logic gates in silicon for the first time, making calculations between 2 qubits of information possible. A 2-qubit logic gate is the central building block of a quantum computer. By using the same technology as existing computer chips, the team at Australia's University of New South Wales, or UNSW, has made it easier to manufacture a full-scale processor chip. The building of a quantum computer based on silicon should be much more feasible, since it is based on the same manufacturing technology as today's computer industry. As they explained in Nature, they reconfigured the transistors that are used to define the bits in existing silicon chips and turn them into qubits. They morph silicon transistors into quantum bits by ensuring that each has only one electron associated with it. They then stored the binary code of 0 or 1 on the spin of the electron, which is associated with the electron's magnetic field. However, it isn't enough to develop qubits in silicon. To scale up to a fully operational quantum computer, what is needed is the ability to arrange millions of qubits so they can be precisely controlled while correcting for errors in calculations. To solve that challenge, another UNSW team designed a new silicon architecture. As they reported in Science Advances, the team, working with researchers from the University of Melbourne, created a blueprint for a quantum computer using atomic-scale qubits aligned to wires inside a 3D design. In the team's conceptual design, they have moved from a one-dimensional array of qubits positioned along a single line to a two-dimensional array positioned on a plane that is far more tolerant to errors. This qubit layer is sandwiched in a three-dimensional architecture between two layers of wires arranged in a grid. By applying voltages to a subset of these wires, multiple qubits can be controlled in parallel, performing a series of operations using far fewer controls. Importantly, with their design, they can perform the 2D surface code error correction protocols in which any computational errors that creep into the calculation can be corrected faster than they occur. According to Professor Sven Roga, head of the UNSW School of Physics, ultimately, the structure is scalable to millions of qubits required for a full-scale quantum processor. The result of these breakthroughs means that all of the physical building blocks for a quantum computer have now been successfully constructed, allowing engineers to finally begin the task of designing and building a functioning quantum computer. Looking ahead, we offer the following forecasts. First, by 2030, full-scale quantum computers will surpass the capabilities of today's most powerful supercomputers and offer enormous advantages for a range of complex problems. Quantum computing will have major applications in the finance, security, and healthcare sectors, allowing the identification and development of new medicines by greatly accelerating the computer-aided design of pharmaceutical compounds, the development of new, lighter, and stronger materials spanning consumer electronics to aircraft, faster information searches through large databases, more accurate modeling of financial markets, and the optimization of vast metropolitan transportation networks. And second, investors who want to get in on the ground floor of the quantum computing revolution should consider IBM, Alphabet, Microsoft, and privately held D-Wave Systems. Under the Logical Qubits Research Program to develop practical quantum computers, IBM recently received a significant research grant from IARPA, the research arm of U.S. intelligence. Microsoft is funding research into quantum computing at its Station Q laboratory in Santa Barbara, and through sponsored external research groups working on fundamental physics, advanced materials, and computer engineering. According to Station Q director Michael Friedman, the company could be developing the foundations for a new kind of technology, sort of a post-silicon age. Microsoft predicts it will develop a functional quantum computer based on its approach by 2025. It recently released a software emulator for quantum computers as open source software. It enables computer scientists to use conventional computers to create the algorithms for quantum computers. And Alphabet Incorporated A, the parent company of Google, recently disclosed research findings in MIT Technology Review that show that its quantum computer is significantly faster than traditional computers. Google has entered an agreement with D-Wave Systems that gives it access to each new generation of D-Wave computers. According to one report, Google could attempt to purchase D-Wave, but the Wall Street Journal reported that the smaller company may be considering an IPO.
Thank you for joining us this month to explore the latest trends and the ways in which they will impact your business, your career, and your life. All of us here at Trends invite you back next month when we will focus on more of the trends that are now emerging to shape your future.